Unit 23. The inscription on the Sullivan Memorial Trophy awarded to Wilma Rudolph reads, "To the athlete, male or female, who by performance, example, and good influence, did the most to advance the cause of good sportsmanship." What are the chances that a young black child, unable to walk, will grow up to be an award-winning athlete? Wilma Rudolph defied doctors who said that one of her legs was useless after she had a bout with double pneumonia and scarlet fever. After many difficult treatments and exhausting work, 6-year-old Wilma could walk with the help of specially made shoes. As a teenager, she was a good basketball player, but she excelled at running, to the extent that she was good enough to participate in the 1956 Olympic Games in Melbourne, Australia. Rudolph's time of glory came in the 1960 Olympics. She became the first American woman to win 3 gold medals in track and field in the same Olympic Games. Rudolph was soon called the Gazelle in Europe. In America, she was still known by the nickname of Skeeter, a darting, buzzing mosquito.